Hi, Zadie. I really appreciate this. So you've heard what is being said about racial profiling, and you were telling me before that you and your family have some experience in this and what Larry was talking about. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, as I had told you in the past, that my son was viciously and violently beaten by HPD. His teeth were knocked out. He had taser burns on his back, white meat hanging out of his arms. And he was accused of something that he did not do. And I had a sergeant call me back after they beat my son and say, "Ms. Smith, I'm sorry. It was the wrong person." But by that time, my son had already been beaten viciously and violently by 7 to 8 cops inside the jail, where he had no weapon, no means to do anything to any cop inside the building while he's handcuffed.
And you also told me that, which I found particularly outrageous, that the night of the funeral for Oscar Grant, that one of his friends, who was the pallbearer, was actually attacked by police. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, one of the pallbearers was viciously and violently attacked on the night of Oscar's funeral. He was beaten very badly. He was taken to the hospital. They didn't give him any charges for why they beat him. He wasn't black, he was white. But he was beaten. His face was purple, his feet were purple, his eyes were black, his ribs were purple.
And I wondered if you wanted to say anything about how you feel about what John 2 experienced on the platform.
Yes. My son has experienced such a violent act by police, executing his best friend, his brother, in cold blood. Having all his friends be kicked, beaten, handcuffed. Officer Mary Soul Dimitri putting a taser in my son's eyes. Yes, I'm very angry. I'm very angry about the treatment of all my nephews on that platform that night. They didn't deserve that. They were not fighting anyone. All they were doing was being responsible young men, doing what the officers asked them to do, cooperate. And from cooperating, Oscar died. As parents, we all asked our children to ride the BART that night because we thought the BART was the safe means of transportation. We didn't want them driving. We knew they were young and they wanted to go have a good time. What young person doesn't want to go out on New Year's, or older person, just enjoy yourself. But you don't want to die for no reason. You don't want to be beat, kicked, hit, tasers put in your face. We're human beings. We don't want to be treated that way. And I'm just asking that there has to be something done about this police brutality. I'm scared for my son. I'm scared for all my nephews that was on the platform that night. I'm scared for my nephews that are coming up that are only 7 and 11 years old.
I think that's a really good point, and one of the other aunties was telling me was that this latest thing, this kind of thing had been going on since these boys were young. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Our children were raised in the Hayward area, and we endured a lot of police brutality from Hayward police, accusing our kids, taking them to jail, putting false evidence on them. We've had DAs threaten our children. Our kids have had no real chance to be the average young man, just to enjoy their lives, raise their children, work. They've had felonies placed in their lives over the most unnecessary reasons that a cop could come up with. Fake cell phones placed on them. And it just goes on and on. My daughter, who was 18 years old, was shot twice in the stomach with a 45 by a boyfriend who was the son of a Hayward police officer and the nephew of the captain of the Hayward Police Department. So yes, it goes on and on. And I just hope that there's some way, through the help of the public, through the help of the city officials, something has to be done. We have no communication with each other. People are running the city. They don't even know the people in the city. Nobody's talking to our youth anymore. There's no more good cops that pull you to the side and say, young man, let me tell you something to straighten your life up. No, they pull them to the side and they beat them and they kick them and they slam their heads into the walls and they shoot them and they don't care. But we are parents. We love our children. I don't want to see it happen to any young Latino, Black, Caucasian, any young man. I am a grandmother. I have two grandsons, 1 and 3. They are mixed. They are Black and Hispanic. And I don't ever want this to happen to them. So whether we have to change things now, and change takes everyone. Remember, we are one. Together, as they would say, united we stand, divided we are played. Remember that.
Thank you, and we are with you. And this is part of the point of our tribunal, is to bring the families and different families together and get this out to the public, and so millions of people know about this and millions have your back. And I just have to say, it takes enormous courage and heart to have to, you know, it's hard to even imagine, and, you know, to be able to fight through this and come and talk about it and keep fighting this. So, you know, this is, you know, this is important, and we thank you so much. And later, Clyde Young is going to be speaking about this, but I do just want to point out that this is how the system, it's like lynching used to be, terrorizing millions of people, whether it happens directly to them or not. You know, terror, they talk about terrorism. Okay, let's talk about who's terrorizing our youth.